This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Thursday, October 8, 2020. Today you'll hear about hundreds of Orthodox Jews protesting more Cuomo tyranny, the Great Barrington Declaration from thousands of epidemiologists, Trump extols the glories of Regeneron, and if that's not enough, he tweets Gabe Wrench's arrest video, and Moscow, Idaho continues to flail in response to psalm singing. Remember, if you came across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitik.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitik.com. First up, from our news inbox, hundreds of members of the Borough Park Orthodox community took to the streets Tuesday night, defying orders to disperse and lighting a fire in order to burn masks in protest of new state-mandated restrictions imposed on area synagogues, schools, and, quote, non-essential businesses over a COVID-19 surge.
Hundreds of members of that Orthodox community gathered in the streets last night. They were there to burn a pile of masks in protest.
Governor Cuomo insists that the restrictions are not targeting religious gatherings. It just so happens that religious gatherings are one of the hot spots for the virus to spread.
This is about mass gatherings. And one of the prime places of mass gatherings are houses of worship. I understand it's a sensitive topic.
A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast Conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal for all you club members. And if you're not already a club member, what's wrong with you people, as R.C. Sproul would say? Go to FightLaughFeast.com and become a member today. Get access to all the talks, Doug Wilson, George Grant, David Bonson, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine, and more. Next year's conference has been scheduled for October 14th through the 16th, back in Franklin, Tennessee. Next year's theme is Politics of Sex. More information coming out soon, but mark the dates now. In the meantime, check out this year's talks. More from our news inbox, the Great Barrington Declaration is a statement that has now been signed by 3,781 medical and public health scientists and 6,406 medical practitioners, as well as 94,000 others from the general public, that is, as of Wednesday afternoon. The statement, the declaration, says, as infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists, we have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of the prevailing COVID-19 policies and recommend an approach we call focused protection. Coming from both the left and right and around the world, we have devoted our careers to protecting people. Current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. The results, to name a few, include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, and deteriorating mental health, leading to greater excess mortality in years to come, with the working class and younger members of society carrying the heaviest burden. Keeping students out of school is a grave injustice. Fortunately, our understanding of the virus is growing. We know that vulnerability to death from COVID-19 is more than 1,000-fold higher in the old and infirm than the young. Indeed, for children, COVID-19 is less dangerous than many other harms, including influenza. That's the flu. As immunity builds in the population, the risk of infection to all, including the vulnerable, falls. We know that all populations will eventually reach herd immunity, i.e. the point at which the rate of new infections is stable and that this can be assisted by, but is not dependent upon, a vaccine. Our goal should therefore be to minimize mortality and social harm until we reach herd immunity. The most compassionate approach that balances the risks and benefits of reaching herd immunity is to allow those who are at minimal risk of death to live their lives normally, to build up immunity to the virus through natural infection, which better protecting those who are at highest risk, while better protecting those who are at highest risk. We call this focused protection. Adopting measures to protect the vulnerable should be the central aim of public health responses to COVID-19. By way of example, nursing homes should use staff with acquired immunity and perform frequent PCR testing of other staff and all visitors. Staff rotation should be minimized. Retired people living at home should have groceries and other essentials delivered to their home. When possible, they should meet family members outside rather than inside. A comprehensive and detailed list of measures, including approaches to multi-generational households, can be implemented and is well within the scope and capability of public health professionals. Those who are not vulnerable should immediately be allowed to resume life as normal. Simple hygiene measures, such as hand washing and staying home when sick, should be practiced by everyone to reduce the herd immunity threshold. Schools and universities should be open for in-person teaching. Extracurricular activities, such as sports, should be resumed. Young, low-risk adults should work normally rather than from home. Restaurants and other businesses should be open. Arts, music, sport, and other cultural activities should resume. People who are more at risk may participate if they wish, while society as a whole enjoys the protection conferred upon the vulnerable by those who have built up herd immunity. Did you hear? We released the first ever Fight Laugh Feast magazine. We unveiled the brand new Fight Laugh Feast magazine at our recent conference. Our Fight Laugh Feast magazine will be a quarterly issue that packs a punch like a 21-year Balvenie. No ice. We don't water down our theology, so why would we water down our magazines or our scotch? Order a yearly subscription for yourself and then send a couple yearly subscriptions to people you love who have been drinking lukewarm evangelical Kool-Aid. Every quarter, we promise quality food for the soul, wine for the heart, some Red Bull for turning over tables. Our magazine will include cultural commentary, a psalm of the quarter, recipes for feasting, laughter sprinkled throughout the glossy pages, and let me tell you, they're glossy. And more. Annual subscriptions are $40. That's for four issues. Sign up and enjoy our Fight Laugh Feast magazine today. The next issue is coming out, I believe, in the spring, January or something. Fight Laugh Feast Network, flfnetwork.com. Click product and get your subscription today. President Trump released a video on Wednesday extolling the medicine Regeneron as what he believes is the cure, the cause of his quick recovery.
But I spent 4 days there, and I went in, I wasn't feeling so hot, and within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron, and other things too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say, we have Regeneron, we have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them, and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get you in there quick. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. I have emergency use authorization all set, and we got to get it signed now. And you're going to get better. You're going to get better really fast. This is things that nobody even thought of a few months ago. The job that the scientists, the labs, everybody have done is incredible. Then in addition to that, you have various other drugs that help a lot. But these, I view these, and now they call them therapeutic. But to me, it wasn't therapeutic. It just made me better. Okay? I call that a cure. So I want to get these things done. So we have to get them done. We have to get them approved. I want to get them to the hospitals where people are feeling badly. That's much more important to me than the vaccine. I walked in. I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I wanted to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president, because I feel great. I feel like perfect. So I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. Incredible. And I think if I didn't catch it, we'd be looking at that like a number of other drugs. But it really did a fantastic job. I want to get for you what I got. And I'm going to make it free. You're not going to pay for it. It wasn't your fault that this happened. It was China's fault. And China is going to pay a big price what they've done to this country.
Regeneron's website says, we are using our end-to-end antibody technologies to develop RegnCoV2, our novel antiviral antibody cocktail. sounds good, that is being studied for its potential both to treat people with COVID-19 and to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection. Our COVID-19-related discovery efforts started in early 2020 when we produced hundreds of virus-neutralizing antibodies in our genetically engineered mice and identified similarly performing antibodies from human COVID-19 survivors. By June, we had moved the two potent antibodies that form Regen-CoV-2 into cell production lines for large-scale manufacturing purposes and begun clinical trials. Regen-CoV-2 is currently being studied in four late-stage clinical trials, two phase two-thirds trials for the treatment of hospitalized and non-hospitalized ambulatory COVID-19 patients, the open-label phase three recovery trial of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in the UK, and a phase three trial for the prevention of COVID-19 in uninfected people who are at high risk of exposure to a COVID-19 patient, such as the patient's housemate. The phase three prevention trial is being jointly conducted with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, part of the National Institute of Health. The safety of Regen-CoV-2 is also being evaluated in a phase one healthy volunteer study. President Trump is obviously feeling better because he retweeted Gabe Wrench's arrest video early Wednesday morning.
Always trust in chariots and others trust in horses.
I wonder if this is the first time a president of the United States has shared a Heinrich Schütz psalm setting. That's the composer of the tune. That's being sung in the background as Gabe is being arrested. And it's set to, or the lyrics are, a setting of Psalm 20. Some always trust in chariots, and others trust in horses. But we recall our Lord and God, strong past our own resources. Trump shared the video with the words in all caps, Dems want to shut your churches down permanently. Hope you see what is happening. Vote now! Exclamation point. Speaking of psalm singing in Moscow, Idaho, the pastors of Christ Church announced another public protest psalm sing for Wednesday afternoon. This caused the city of Moscow to release a statement notifying the public that they were aware that the event was planned and recommending that the public stay clear of the area. The statement claimed that there has been a significant increase in daily confirmed COVID-19 cases in the county, a whopping 96 new cases. After claiming that this makes Latah County, quote, critical risk level, the city clarified, buried somewhere in the exploding comment section of their Facebook post that, quote, due to the other factors, test return time and hospitalizations, we are at a minimal risk overall, which we're working to maintain by being cautious and following CDC and public health guidelines, unquote. Latah County still has had maybe one hospitalization and zero deaths. This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitik.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member and get a free t-shirt as well as access to all of the talks from our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference as well as lots of other content. Become a member. FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day.